GLT listeners rely on NPR for national and international news.
I'm Carolyn Pitts, and I'm a GLT financial supporter.
And for Carolyn, local news might be more important than national and international coverage.
I like how GLT is covering the local politics. I like the fact that you're presenting the forums, allowing the candidates to speak for themselves, and giving us all the information that we need to make an informed choice. I've become so dependent on that to really give us a good overview of the issues that's happening in the community.
Carolyn listens to some weekend programming. She's a big blues fan. She likes All Things Considered when she can listen, but Morning Edition is a not-to-be-skipped part of her morning routine.
It's radio, so I can keep going on my morning routine while still getting the news, national news, local news. I just trust GLT and NPR so that by the time I get to work, I feel I'm fully informed on what's happening.
GLT is listener supported, and she realizes it takes more than her contribution or renewing contributions or sustainers to pay for GLT programming.
If you don't give, this could go away. I know that I've been a listener for GLT and NPR for so long that I know that state and national contributions have dwindled. And so it's so important for the listeners to step up and keep this station alive and running. They can't, this station, I know they have volunteers, but not everyone is a volunteer. And if we don't support this station, it could go away.
This is the GLT Fund Drive. It's time to do your part.
If I had to narrow it down to just one thing, I give to GLT because of the local news.
Contribute at WGLT.org.